KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Well, nearly a month of buildup comes to an end today as Iowa and Tennessee will collide in the Tax Slayer Bowl in Jacksonville. For the Hawkeyes, it's a chance to end what has been a disappointing season on a positive note, but they'll need to get by a Volunteer team that is making its first bowl appearance since 2010.
They did really well, and again, the turning point was that South Carolina victory. That was in South Carolina. It was an away game for Tennessee, and not pretend to be an expert in their program, but I think that was probably really a big win for them and gave them, you know, confidence and momentum to finish up strong the way they did.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes struggled this season against dual-threat quarterbacks, and Tennessee has one in sophomore Joshua Dobbs, who took over midway through the season after an injury to Dustin Worley.
He's a very athletic guy, good job on the play action. He can run the football, and his throwing percentage, I think, is about the same as the original starter. So interception ratio is a little bit higher than the other guy, but he's done a really good job moving the team, and he's the guy who was the quarterback in the football team during that 3-out-of-4 victory spell.
Well, Ferentz says Tennessee will try to keep the Iowa defense off balance.
They do a lot of things. They throw the screen games big for them, inside and outside. They've got a very talented young running back. I believe he's a freshman, too. He's a big, good-looking, athletic kid, about 225, I guess, 6'1", 225. So they've got some very talented football players, and it's very representative of a good SEC team.
Iowa's offense should have more big play ability with a healthy Jordan Canzeri getting some carries at running back.
You know, they're athletic. That's something we expect. They're fast, and that's the one thing we need to know. They're sound and everything, so we expected them to be a good team as they are, and we've been preparing pretty well for them, so we're just excited for game day.
Well, that apparently was Tennessee coach Butch Jones. Jake Rudock will start at quarterback, but C.J. Beathard is also expected to play in the opening half of the game today. Iowa 7-5 on the season, and Tennessee is 6-6, and this will be their third meeting. The Hawkeyes beat the Volunteers 28-22 in the 1982 Peach Bowl. Tennessee claimed a 23-22 win in the 1987 Kickoff Classic. We'll have that game for you today here on KJAN. You can catch that ball game starting at noon with a pregame show. Early start time today. Noon is the start of the pregame. 2:20 is kickoff from Jacksonville, Florida this afternoon. The Tax Slayer Bowl, that's Iowa and Tennessee, rounding out the college football season for those two clubs. Plenty of bowl action yesterday as the Oregon Ducks and the Ohio State Buckeyes have one more football game to play. It'll be the Bucks and the Ducks for the national championship on January 12th in Arlington, Texas. The third-ranked Ducks extended their season and ended Florida State's 29-game winning streak by scoring the last 35 points in a 59-20 thumping of second-ranked Seminoles at the Rose Bowl yesterday. Marcus Mariota threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for another while accounting for 400 total yards of offense. Thomas Tyner ran for 124 yards and 2 touchdowns. Royce Freeman had a pair of rushing touchdowns. And Tony Washington returned a fumble 58 yards for a score. Oregon scored touchdowns off of 3 Florida State turnovers, 2 of them by quarterback Jameis Winston in the second half. Tony Washington padded the Ducks' lead by returning Winston's fumble 58 yards for a touchdown with a minute 36 left in the third quarter. Winston also threw an interception on the Seminoles' next series to set up Mariota's 23-yard scoring run with 13:56 remaining. Winston threw for 348 yards, but his 2 turnovers proved costly in what likely was his final college game. The Buckeyes were 42-35 winners against Alabama in the Sugar Bowl as Ezekiel Elliott ripped through the Crimson Tide defense for 230 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns on 20 carries. Elliott put the Buckeyes ahead 42-28 by scoring on an 85-yard run with 3:24 remaining. He also sparked a string of 4 straight Ohio State touchdowns with a 3-yard scoring run late in the second quarter after Alabama had built a 21-6 lead. Wide receiver Evan Spencer threw a 13-yard touchdown pass to Michael Thomas just before halftime to get the Buckeyes within a point. Quarterback Cardell Jones was effective, throwing for 243 yards and a touchdown. He also ran for 43 yards. Tide quarterback Blake Sims passed for 2 touchdowns and ran for another, but he also threw an interception that Steve Miller returned 41 yards for a touchdown that put the Buckeyes ahead 34-21. Sims also was picked off in the end zone on the game's final play, his third interception of the night. In other New Year's Day bowls, Connor Cook threw a 10-yard touchdown pass to Keith Mumphrey with 17 seconds left to give 7th-ranked Michigan State a 42-41 victory over number 4 Baylor in the Cotton Bowl. Jeremy Langford ran for 162 yards and three touchdowns for the Spartans, who trailed 41-21 entering the fourth quarter before ending the season at 11-2. Bryce Petty completed 36 of 51 passes for a Cotton Bowl record 550 yards and three touchdowns for the 11-2 Bears. Melvin Gordon ran for an Outback Bowl record 251 yards and three touchdowns, and Rafael Gaglianoni kicked a 25-yard field goal in overtime to give 17th-ranked Wisconsin a 34-31 victory over number 19 Auburn. Gordon finished with 2,587 yards in 14 games. That's the second most in FBS history and 41 yards fewer than Barry Sanders' record set in 1988. Nick Marshall threw for two touchdowns for Auburn, which also got a pair of TDs on the ground from Cameron Artis Payne. Wisconsin finishes 11-3 on the season, while the Tigers end up with a mark of 8-5. A number 16 Missouri rolled to a 33-17 triumph over Minnesota in the Citrus Bowl as Marcus Murphy ran for 159 yards. Russell Hansbrough added 114 rushing yards, including a 78-yard scoring run that put the Tigers ahead 26-17 in the fourth quarter. Matty Mock settled down to throw two touchdown passes after interceptions on the Tigers' first two possessions. Missouri winds up 11-3 with its third straight bowl game victory. The Gophers are 8-5 on the season after finishing off yesterday's contest. And a top 25 men's college basketball play yesterday, just one game. DJ Ballantyne scored 17 points, and Evansville came all the way back from 16 down, and they beat number 23 Northern Iowa 52-49 last night. The Purple Aces got their mark to 11-2. They're 1-0 in Missouri Valley Conference play with that victory yesterday, as Jaylen Brown made four free throws in the last 7 seconds to seal that contest. Seth Tuttle led UNI with 18 points, but he fouled out in the final minute. Nate Buss added 9 for the Panthers. For one half, Northern Iowa's swarming defense completely frustrated Evansville, holding the Purple Aces to 20 points in the first 20 minutes as the Panthers built a lead as large as 16 points. The second half, however, was a different story as the Panthers fall to 11-2 overall in the season. They are 0-1 in Missouri Valley Conference play with that loss. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.